Happy New Year, everybody, at WGBB. I am here with the assistant program director of this radio station. Everybody go, ooh. Come on, everybody. Ooh. He calls himself Curry Kid, and we call him assistant program director. Curry, how you doing? Happy New Year.
I was kind of curious which name you were going to address me as, because I've had a few over the years, and most of them you can actually say on the air, so that's, you know.
I picked the appropriate one, did I not?
Yeah.
Curry, how did you get the name Curry Kid?
I stole it from a song, basically.
Oh, what song? Yeah.
There was, actually, I wish if anybody can get back to me on what song it is, because I'm looking for it, I've forgotten over the years, but there's an MC called Grand Poobah. Uh-huh. And in one of his songs, he had a line to the effect of, no need to worry, everything is cooked with curry. And I heard that, I was like,
So there he is. So it's kind of a picking up girls kind of moniker. Like, the Curry Kid is here. I'm going to add the spice to you, baby. Yeah, I can see by your smile.
No, see, the funny thing is, well, first off, I've had quite a few people participate in my show over the years and say, you really need to come up with a better story. but that's one thing. The other thing is that it's funny. Subconsciously, that might have been, you sure you know what you're getting into interviewing me? I might have subconsciously come from that perspective, but consciously, no, it was, you know, this is, but it's funny. Not too long ago, I had a guest on the show, and afterwards, we recorded some of those little, hi, my name is so-and-so, yeah. Thank you for listening type things. And one of the, he did a couple of them. One of the ones he did was about, you know, he says it's not about sex, but if you're an Indian girl, he wants to meet you. Like this whole thing about how much of a player I am and that type of thing. Not me at all.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, I don't know. I'm not a young girl, and you've never... I've been here 5 years, and you haven't approached me, so I'm a little disappointed in that, but I go on. I realize it would be unprofessional.
Your burlesque dancing is exquisite. I just, you're not my type. I'm sorry.
Well, by the way, this is your type of radio station. How long have you been at WGBB?
No.
that was not a good question. Notice the assistant program director does not know how long he's been.
No, I want to say it's 12 years now.
Oh, my gosh, wow.
Yes, off the top will actually be, in April, off the top will be 10 years old.
Now, what is off the top?
Well, that's my humble contribution to hip-hop culture.
Oh.
It's a program that I produce and host here on WGBB Saturday during the same time that you would normally hear gospel all night through the morning and gospel celebration. So yes, I'm the heathen of the overnight crew. And we play hip hop music, we talk about the culture, we celebrate its elements. We're not afraid to discuss politics, and basically if you think about the type of things you hear on top 40 rap radio stations, and if you have to ask yourself what a top 40, pretty much you're thinking of it when you think of hip hop radio. The type of things that they do there, we basically do the opposite. In terms of if you hear an artist be interviewed, you know, this is the latest young this or something Dro type artist, and they interview them, questions about who and what you're doing, you know, what you're doing with whom.
Oh, well,
and
yeah.
Stuff like that, your car, your
the bling bling.
All this
is
other
not your
stuff
thing
that,
thing. Yeah.
Exactly. All this other stuff that unfortunately certain circles of hip-hop have become synonymous with. Not that we don't acknowledge its existence, but we really don't spend much, if any, time discussing it. Like I said, we feel more comfortable discussing politics. We just started a few weeks back a new segment, which is going to sound ironic when I tell you what it's about, but a new segment about old school. Where we actually are taking 1 year at a time, we're revisiting each year from 1979 until 1998, which was when the show started.
So you're basically becoming the Charles Carroll of hip-hop.
Thank you, Dennis Miller. That was completely over my
right
head.
Yeah.
I mean, and it doesn't help that I'm in a chair that's a foot off the ground, but I'm just saying, that is completely... Charles Kroll. Please explain
he's
that
like
for those who missed
it. He's like this old guy. I think he's not even with us anymore, but he was on Sunday morning on CBS, and he used to do, I mean, he did old person kind of stuff. It was an ageist joke. Yeah, okay. Well, you're saying you're talking to these old school hip-hoppers or about them,
yes.
And you're into politics, and you're into the stuff that kids who aren't 14, you know, might actually be sort of interested in.
Well, it's funny. There was, there's this thing, and it's actually still flowing around the station if you were interested in it, but there's an MC, Mad Skills, or just Skills, who each year records a song, basically, like a year-in-review thing in the form of a hip-hop song. And he referred to some trend that came out of a song over the past year and basically said, and I don't want to hear you doing it if you're over 18.
Right.
Something like that, you know. But, I mean, we don't see one of the things that I've noticed, and this is more an indictment of society in general than hip-hop or radio specifically, I think people are so afraid to be called old these days.
Yeah.
Where, you know, number one, no, I don't think that we are doing, I think we're doing intelligent radio, which is something you don't hear a lot of elsewhere. You know, they're one or two stations.
Certainly not on my show, yeah.
But anyway.
Thanks for disagreeing. We've got to end this interview now.
But that was one thing. The other thing is, I mean, even if you look at stations that play music that is old, that, I don't think we're too drastically apart in age to say, at least my parents' generation, if not yours, the type of music that they listened to when they were young, stations that play that, at this point, don't want to call themselves oldies stations anymore.
Oh, well, CBS came back and they're using a moniker, CBS FM, after having this disaster with Jack. Format. They came back with, but they didn't want to call it oldies. What was their thing for it?
I'm not sure. I know the station out here refers to themselves as Long Island's Greatest Hits.
Oh, Greatest Hits for it. That's it. Which is a good name. I mean, it's oldies, but they don't want to use
Because, exactly, because the people that they are expecting to listen to their station, they feel those people feel insulted by admitting their age. Mm. And, I mean, yes, I think people get more uncomfortable over the as they get older, and they want to still, you know, feel like, especially, there seems to be a whole wave in society these days of people trying to not only get along with their children, but act like they're the same age as their children. You know, like stuff like that. Yes, I understand that people don't want to feel, they want to feel young and vibrant and stuff like that. But there's a certain point where it's just like, come on, now you're being ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, when my mom started dressing in thongs, I thought that
exactly,
was...
Exactly, that...
Over her pants, which was really kind of scary.
So she didn't just want to act younger, she wanted to act like she was in the 80s again. Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
the big hair, the whole, yeah, all that kind of thing.
Madonna.
So Curry Kid.
Yes, sir.
What are your hopes and aspirations for 2008?
The only thing that comes to mind is, frighteningly enough, I'm inviting people to do basically what you're doing now on the anniversary show. We're inviting people... You call in and you ask me a question, and
okay.
So I'm basically trying to see how long it'll take before I'm too embarrassed to answer a question. So far, it hasn't happened.
Okay.
You know, in all seriousness, I would like to see those of us who are doing things different, still professionally but differently, excel. You know, I would like to see. Yep, I could take this in a whole bunch of different directions if you want to talk politics. No, we don't have time for that. There's a lot of material there. But it's really, I just, you know, like we've, Tom and I have said together. And
Tom, the program director, yeah.
Yes, that, you know, we just want the best for everybody that supports the station. We appreciate that love.
Now, two things. Before I let Curry Kid go and enjoy his new year away from the radio and leaving me here... To man the fort, but first of all, any shout-outs to any people in particular, any Happy New Year, you know, blessings, wishes, etc., and so forth?
It's wrong that I want to say spread love to everybody who refuses to use the term shout-out, right?
Now, all right, have a shout-in. Do it internally. It's a shout-in.
Well, if you want me to do a shout-in, that means I stop talking, doesn't it?
Well, we're trying to get to that point.
In all seriousness, again, you know, everybody that supports the station, love to my family, the two of us that are still left in the Tri-State area and those around the country, and you know, love to all the ancestors for building what we stand on.
Ooh, that's nice. I like that. Everybody, listen to Off the Top Hip Hop. That's the name of the show, right? Off the Top? And it airs again when?
Saturday night, starting at midnight.
Which means it's... Just let's be very clear about this.
Okay.
Is it 12:01 Saturday morning, or is it 12:01 Sunday morning? When is this?
About 12:15 Sunday morning. No,
okay. Sunday morning.
Yes, Saturday night into Sunday morning.
That's fair enough. Good. All night till 6 a.m. on WGBB. Happy New Year, everybody, and thanks, Curry Kid, for stopping in.
Thank you.